And good morning. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Ted Robertson, and my guest today, Mr. Brandon Hughes, who is founder, CCO, and senior wealth advisor with Avenir Wealth Management. As we've been talking about a little bit earlier this week, we're going to talk about a thing called future-proofing, and it will relate to your business, among other things. Good morning, Brandon. Welcome to the Extra Business Edition.
Morning, Ted. How are you?
It's wonderful to have you this morning. A lot to talk about today. Why don't we sort of set the stage and let's get a little bit about your background.
Yes, certainly. So, that is certainly a part of I will dive deeper into in the second segment. But I was a Eurodollar interest rate trader to start my career. So Eurodollars is not the currency pair. It's actually the interest rate future trade on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And that is the extension, the publicly traded extension of LIBOR, the global benchmark interest rate. So I started my career full immersion in global finance, trading Eurodollar interest rates, which is the most liquid commodity in the world. And about 90% of global finance is sourced from Eurodollars. So full immersion, three screens, two TVs, ran squawk, chirping news 24/7. And, just basically was fully immersed, and that's where I started my career, moved on out of the asset management side to wealth management by going to T. Rowe Price, and then ultimately became a vice president at Fidelity Investments in Southern Colorado, overseeing about $600 million in assets as a vice president financial consultant. So, ultimately, Frank and I, who I've known my co-founder, Frank Vaughn, since high school. We played hockey together, went to Air Academy. Both went to UCCS. We were on the same line, won state championship, when we were playing back in the day. And so we've known each other, and our paths crossed, and philosophies also went aligned. And so ultimately we came together when our outlook and values and what we wanted to build resonated, and we came together and created Avenir Wealth Management.
You're an outdoors guy, spare time, when you're not mountain biking and cycling, you're playing hockey, you're camping, myriad other, you love to have adventures with your wife. You've got four kids, you read a lot.
Correct.
And you watch an immense amount of documentaries. In other words, correct, that speaks to a man who loves to feed his mind, which is a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. One, Avenir is a Latin word that means to arrive or come to. It's also the root word for adventure. So one of the business beliefs that we have for our clients and how we support them is trying to connect that money is a conduit for creating the experiences with the people that you love. So, trying to connect money with the vision of what you want for your present and your future, and taking incremental steps to create that reality with proper financial planning and asset management. So it's deeply rooted in that active Colorado lifestyle, or just the active lifestyle in general, of trying to drive experience into our clients' lives and enrich their families. So that's also a component of what we do. So we have an incentive model where there is every year an accountability checklist where it's trying to create short-term feedback to have clients work in their own self-interest to improve their situation. So what that looks like is, are you not maxing your 401k? You're just, up to the match. Well, let's make sure that you're maxing your 401ks and eliminating your credit card debt. So those two things, if you do that within the course of a year, we will put on our adventure concierge hat and essentially craft an adventure for just your family or you and your spouse. Or we can be a part of that to some extent. And what we find is that creates deeper relationships, better client experiences, more engaged clients, more satisfied clients. So it's trying to, over the course of the relationship, incrementally move that client into a better situation.
You describe Avenir Wealth Management as a scaled family office. You do endowment-style investing in terms of your approach. You're about modernizing portfolio construction. And one of the notes there, of course, is that you believe, as does Frank. We had a conversation with Frank Vaughn a couple of weeks ago, and which speaks to why you guys are together. You're both very much philosophically aligned. You believe modern portfolio theory is just plain broken.
Correct. Yeah. So Markowitz, 1952 is when modern portfolio theory was created, and a lot has changed. Even the last 10 years, when you think of the flow of information and the accessibility to global markets, it used to be that when that was created, you didn't have these high speed exchanges or iPhones that allow for you to trade foreign stocks at the tip of your fingers. So what you've seen is over the last 25, 30 years, significant correlation correlations have tightened. And so how do you access that? If you look at the best performing asset managers across the finance industry, it's endowments. It's the Princeton, the Yale, the Harvards. And they've gotten a little beaten up in the last couple of years, but in terms of consistent risk-adjusted performance, the way that they do that is private deal flow in the private markets and trying to look at alternatives to drive down correlations, increase yield or cash flow, compared to the correlations to public markets. So certainly an individual is different than an institution given the additional need for liquidity. But what we do is through proper planning, finding out the goals and time horizon for the client, and then trying to construct a scaled endowment style investment portfolio. But to speak to the scaled family office, If you aren't familiar with what a family office is the ultra wealthy. If you, let's say, have $100 million or more in assets, you don't go to typically an institution. You create your own institution. You create your own, you hire your own accountant, your own lawyer, your own portfolio manager, and they work just for your family to oversee your, ultimately the estate that you're going to try to pass through the generation. So, with regard to our clients, we go, if they already have an accountant or an estate planning attorney, we go to those meetings, we make sure that everyone is coordinated and on the same level versus seek the advice of a competent tax professional and your advisor jettisons you into the jungle of professionals. And we try to oversee every step of the client situation and coordinate every person involved in their life.
All right, Brandon, we have arrived at a place where we're going to take a quick break. My guest today, Mr. Excellent. Brandon Hughes, who is founder, CCO, and senior wealth advisor for Advenir Wealth Management. We're talking today about future-proofing your portfolio and therefore future-proofing your business. All of that said, we'll be back in just a couple of quick minutes. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. And good morning. Welcome back. My guest today, Mr. Brandon Hughes, the founder, CCO, and senior wealth advisor for Advenir Wealth Management. You and I went through a very nicely and succinctly stated sort of intro to Advenir philosophy, how they like to handle things, particularly when it comes to management of your wealth and your assets. Of course, we are going to give you now some history and some context, and we're going to start with euro dollar trading around and all of this leading us to that business of future proofing things. Brandon, welcome back.
Thank you, Ted. Glad
it's to good be- to have you here this morning.
Yes, I'm very thankful for the opportunity.
You're very welcome. Adventures planned for you and family over the weekend? Supposed to be pretty warm and nice.
Oh, yeah. Our probably favorite thing is going to West Cliff, Colorado and going camping. So that's what we're going to be doing, taking my truck down there.
What a fantastic thing. I have yet to get there, and my appetite is getting more wet for it all the time.
Gorgeous place.
Thank you for the intro and the background on Advenir and how it came to be, that partnership that you formed with Frank Vaughn way back when you guys were kids. I mean, what a great way to be in business together and philosophically aligned and in lifestyle and so many other ways. Now we're going to talk a little bit about history and context, and we're going to begin with euro dollar trading.
Yes, absolutely. So what I would say is that in order to kind of see where we're going, I'd like to just kind of delve into that previous experience. So this idea of the age of the exponential of tech, ultimately synergistically coming together, of all these different technologies that are evolving and emerging right now. Looking back to my time as a Eurodollar interest rate trader, when I had, you know, three screens and two TVs with Bloomberg and Rand Squawk, you know, giving the most up-to-date financial information from around the globe. When I was at a time where it was the nexus of where human traders were largely pushed out by high-speed, high-frequency trading, which was detailed in the 2014 book by Michael Lewis, Splash Boys. So we saw it in the most liquid global commodity, which is the Eurodollar market. Again, that is not the currency pair, it's the interest rate future based off of LIBOR. And so I sat in front of that trading, you know, cumulative over $1 trillion in notional value of Eurodollar interest rate futures. And so I saw the unveiling of the LIBOR rigging scandal. And, you know, I was able to see the way in which the organic movements within the market turned to hyper twitchy computer-based movements where your human eyes could not even keep up with the movements. That there was something that we would call a waterfall. So you have organic, you know, orders placed on the bid or the ask. And, you know, as markets would move based on information that was coming in, you'd see those orders removed. And so as a bid would go from 50,000 down to 40s to 30 to 20 to 10, then ultimately the prices would shift. Well, that turned to 50,000 and it went to zero before your eyes could even register it. And then the market would move. So being a human trying to keep up with high frequency computers, that was one component. The other is that if you then have artificial intelligence that has hunter algorithms that are sensing when you flash a bid or an ask order, that they would start to pick up what your actual position was. And if you have enough capital behind you and you have this technology, you can start to bend and shape the market to shift out market participants. And so at the height of you know, the company that I traded for, which I was mentored by still a good friend, Todd Rowan, who's on our website, he created you know, ultimately the Eldorado West. They accounted for 4% of total Eurodollar volume. And then the parent company that they merged with was 10% of total volume. So we were proprietary traders. We were not hedgers. We were not trying to hedge a portfolio of risk. We were trying to pick up, you know, the inefficiencies and arbitrage the market. And so that ultimately disappeared as a result of the entrance of this exponential speed that was built within this extremely important financial backbone of the global financial system. So I have a unique view of how this tech can reshape the entire financial system and the world that we live in. So, you know, that's kind of some additional context that, you know, when we start to talk about this future-proofing your portfolio, you want to be positioned in where the puck's going, because I'm a hockey player. So where is the puck going? You want to be in front of that. So that's kind of some of the context.
Well, and okay, the puck moves very, very quickly. We're talking smaller than millisecond units, no doubt.
Correct.
And yeah, those movements in the market happen so fast, as you say, faster than your vision can actually keep up with.
Right. Well, and funny enough, you know, what we called it was the matrix. So our grid was composed of, you know, outright interest rate prices and spreads, and then, you had a combination of the spreads in different months. And so when a matrix would hit, it was just like fireworks, a light show in front of your eyes, and you couldn't even see what was happening. So you try to keep up the best you can, but once it moved from organic human-based markets to computers, you know, then it just negated or relegated humans to the kind of dustbin of history for the Eurodollar markets.
Well, that was my next question, Vin. Is that limited to the Euro markets? Because, you know, we're talking about artificial intelligence. Is the human going to go away from this process almost altogether?
Well, so, I mean, strategic long-term investing. Now, there are efficiencies that have, I mean, you think about the Michael Lewis book, Flash Boys. What these big investment banks are looking to do is try to shave these milliseconds off by moving their servers that much closer to the exchanges. And it's like an arms race for investing. And so you know, there are efficiencies, but for the average investor, I mean, yeah, they're trying to pick up the pennies to increase their profit margins. But I mean, when you're trying to forecast macro trends, that's where future-proofing your portfolio to have exposure to the things that are going to reshape the world outside of financial markets is where we focus. So things such as where, you know, digital assets, so the emerging new remittance system that will be required for this new 5G Internet of Things, you know, satellite internet coming online this year with Starlink, artificial intelligence, as you had mentioned. So all these things coming together, how do you get exposure to that and, you know, make sure that you know, you're keeping up with the innovation and profiting from it? So that's really kind of the next segment that I want to delve into is what is this over the next 10 years, which will be the age of the exponential, how do you gain exposure and keep relevant and profit from it?
You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. We're headed to a break. News, weather at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back in just a few minutes. My guest today, Brandon Hughes, founder, CCO, and senior wealth advisor for Advenir Wealth Management. And I think we're talking faster than the speed of light, almost literally. Brandon, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Ted.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Brandon Hughes, my guest today, founder, CCO, and senior wealth advisor of Advenir Wealth Management. Welcome to the first ever faster than the speed of light conversation.
Yeah, when I woke up this morning, my wife, you know, told me to try to slow down, but there's just so much content that I just can't seem to do it.
No, I completely understand you. For a man who had surrounded himself at one time with three screens, two TVs, and I don't know how many streams of information, to include Bloomberg and all the other ones, you're obviously a voracious consumer of information, and that can sort of boomerang back out of you at about the same speed.
Yes. Yeah.
So, in this segment, we want to talk, now we're starting to come to the meat of the conversation, future-proofing. I love the term. I love the phrase. I love the philosophy behind it, the context and history around it. Let's get to the meat of the matter.
Right. Okay. So when you think about capital market assumptions for stock and traditional asset classes, stock and bond markets, you know, most would agree that it's low single digits in the stock market. And low single digits in the bond market, with the Eurodollar markets 2 weeks ago, which is the market that I, you know, started my career trading in, pricing in negative rates coming in the United States by the end of this year, which that's a whole different can of worms that we could go into on another show. But you know, with that, you're trying to think of where is return going to come from. We believe it's going to be in the space of innovation. So transformative technologies that will ultimately reshape how the world works. So, you know, there was an article in SingularityNet talking about with the combination of some of these technologies, such as 5G and Starlink, which is a low orbit, satellite-based laser in a vacuum, you know, global internet you know, service provider that's going to be going live in North America you know, this year, that is a project of Elon Musk, that with these technologies, approximately 4 billion additional people will gain access to the internet. So you have to think about what that would provide for the collective firepower, the intellectual firepower of humanity. So in terms of gaining knowledge and also providing into, you know, the collective knowledge base of the human race. So with that, trying to gain exposure to those technologies, because it was recently said that Starlink will most likely be IPOing in the next couple of years. So, you know, we want to gain exposure for our clients into these different things as you think top to bottom. So top to bottom, I mean from space-based technology to provide internet access all the way down to you have StrangeWorks, which is a company out of Austin that is connecting quantum computers. So if you have increased speed with Starlink, which is shaving from traditional satellite-based internet, you know, a third of the speed, and then you've got quantum computers that have some heavy hitters such as Google, CERN, IBM, D-Wave, that are coming together to create a platform for interconnected quantum computers, you're going to need a remittance system that's going to enable micropayments between computers that are communicating in this, you know, autonomous vehicle, which is what Tesla is working on. And you need that the ability for a 24/7, 365 remittance system. So another component of my background is I've been deeply involved in the blockchain space. We have access both in ETF form and also to a digital asset hedge fund because we believe that as an asymmetric return profile, I haven't seen anything like it in my investing career. And so a small weighting to the digital asset blockchain space and the necessity of that in this emerging system that is coming about could have significant impact on client portfolios, even with a small weighting, you know, 2 to 7% based on your risk profile. So if you think about trading, markets are open, you know, typically 5 days a week, and it is trade plus two for trade settlement for transfer of ownership of shares of stock. That just came about a couple years ago when that was updated. That's not going to cut it in the future when you have this rapidly increasing speed. You're going to have a system of remittance. So that's where we see digital assets, which is most popularized by Bitcoin, which just this last week, Goldman Sachs says is not an asset class and shouldn't be provided exposure for their clients. We are completely on the opposite end of that, and we could have an entire conversation of why. So we are very much involved in that space. I founded EOS Denver, which is focused on EOS.io blockchain software. So we see the potential in that technology, how it fits into everything else. And then lastly, I will say that I think that there is going to be an energy revolution where the other component of Tesla's business, which people often ask, why are they valued at $150 billion? Well, it's because of what the market is pricing in for what it portends for reshaping the world. Not just in that they're an AI company, an autonomous vehicle company, but they are trying to strive to become a virtual power producer with their integrative power systems. And so when you think about where the puck's moving for energy, you have 17% of the world that doesn't have access to stable energy. That's going to change along with that additional access to the internet. So those are, I'll stop there, just covered a lot of ground, but those are some of the things that we're looking at that we want to gain exposure to.
All right, Brandon, we're going to get a break here in about a minute and a half. I think that's plenty of time for us to linger on one point, if you don't mind, because blockchain is a term that I think is struggling to gain an understanding and as part of our lexicon. The words are there. I don't think there is enough or a thorough enough understanding of what blockchain is.
Certainly. So, the most common use case is peer-to-peer value transmission. So with Bitcoin, it's a decentralized system that allows for multiple parties to validate the same information to make sure that you have censorship resistance and database integrity. So you have multiple parties that are running these various consensus algorithms to be able to confirm that something is true. And so if you look at what's happened in the last couple of years, you have social media censorship as an issue, you have data privacy, and the compensation going to the big tech giants for the content that you create. So there is a potential for blockchain and decentralized systems to essentially flip that entire model on its head. And so it's a double-edged sword. Now you have the other side of the coin, which is China and their social credit system. They're one of the leading adopters of blockchain technologies. So people need to be aware of what this is, and also the two sides of the coin to make sure that this technology is wielded in the right way so that it is freeing, not something that binds us.
Brandon, brilliantly stated. You stuck the landing. We're right at 9:45. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of quick minutes. I'm Ted Roberts, and you're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. Brandon, I'm going to mess this up if I'm not careful. Brandon Hughes, founder, CCO, and senior wealth advisor of Admoneer Wealth Management, sharing a lot of knowledge with us this morning. And we are all about talking as quickly as we can to give as much information as we can, but trying to break it down as well, too. We're about future-proofing today. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition. Here on KRDO News Radio, Brandon Hughes, my guest, founder, CCO, Senior Wealth Advisor, Advenir Wealth Management. And I think dad, as we just heard, yes?
Yes. Dad of four.
Four kids, absolutely. Brandon, I want to do a couple of things in this segment. Okay. You know, we're talking about future-proofing, which means taking a look at things that are going to happen. You're talking about Tesla and a paradigm shift in the way energy is delivered and to whom. You're talking about blockchain and security of transactions where they can be independently managed and monitored by multiple groups all at the same time, watching the same transactions. A huge paradigm shift in the security of transactions and the speed of those transactions. Those are two massively huge places where you're suggesting one should be looking in terms of future-proofing their portfolio, making themselves that much more financially stable as business owners, individuals, and otherwise, right?
Correct. And so far, we've focused kind of on the growth component. This segment, I'd like to focus on income, or you know, the component that is for those that are near or in retirement, and kind of, you know, revisiting that endowment style of investing. How do you gain true diversification in 2020 and beyond?
Sure.
That's kind of the topic of this one. So did you want me to dive right into it?
Yes, and just to sort of give you a heads up, we have about 5 minutes in this segment, and I'm hoping what we can also include here are a couple of quick takeaways before we sign off for the day.
Certainly. All right. So you know, if you look at risk-adjusted return, the top asset managers consistently have been in the university endowment space. So what we try to do is scale that down to the, you know, the mass affluent, high net, ultra high net worth, the vehicles in which we utilize to access that based on, it's based on client situation. So what we're trying to do is you augment traditional portfolio allocation to modernize it. So yes, there will be a component of all of this, you know, exponential tech, but you know, for the near or in retirement, that's going to be a relatively smaller part. So we utilize institutional grade alternative investments that can be in the form of you know, direct ownership of real estate that is multifamily, industrial, consumer necessity, to try to drive down correlation to traditional stock and bond markets, and also increase cash flow for those that are living in retirement. We also do it through, you know, diversified interval funds. So what we're trying to do is focus on the other component that is most likely comprised of the total net worth of the client, which is real estate. So Frank is five, six houses he's flipped in the last 6 years. So he's very experienced there. We try to provide exposure for real estate investors, and incorporate that in the planning and the portfolio construction. And so, you know, if it's solutions for 1031 tax deferred exchange investors, we have solutions there to give them diversification and to kind of relinquish the ownership if they want and provide additional stability versus just a single family home or a basket of single family homes. So again, looking at the whole picture, to then create an endowment style model to lower correlations to traditional asset classes that, you know, have come together and drive cash flow and stay diversified in 2020 and beyond. So that's kind of in a nutshell. But any questions there, Ted?
No, I think your explanations are thorough and very masterfully stated. I'd love to work on a couple of takeaways in the last couple of minutes we have together.
Yes. So what I would say is, you need to, given what's going on in the world right now, what we see in the short to intermediate term, getting your financial house in order, it's critical at this point. So if you are on the fence and you haven't, life is busy. Oftentimes, if this has not been a focus, I would implore you to make it a focus at this point in time. And if you can't do it on your own, seek the help. We would love to help elevate your wealth and wellness at Advenir Wealth. We are a fiduciary wealth manager. And so if you're not doing it on your own, seek support in doing that. because it's critical at this time. We believe there's going to be significant opportunities and dislocations across the markets in valuation and with what's going on with the Federal Reserve. We would say do some planning personally or with a professional, and then make sure that you have exposure to these emerging technologies. Educate yourself on these emerging technologies. Trust but verify. Take what I'm saying, do your own research. If you want our thinking, more than happy to support in any way we can and fit in with your specific situation and investing needs. So get exposure here. Also consider trying to rethink diversification and how that's going to look in the next 10 years and where things are going. So planning, future-proofing your portfolio in the age of the exponential, and then trying to diversify through an endowment-style model of investing. Those are kind of three that I would urge people to consider at this point in time, because, again, there's a lot going on in the world, and being prepared for it is going to only better your situation in the future.
Brandon Hughes, my guest today, founder, CCO, and senior wealth advisor of Advenir Wealth Management. A wealth of knowledge. I hope you don't mind the pun there this morning, Brandon. I cannot thank you enough for committing this time and sharing what you know with us, especially for the takeaways and all of the history, background, context, everything that you've offered today. You are appreciated, and I'd hope to visit with you again not long from now.
Certainly, and thank you so much, Ted. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. You too. You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Ted Robertson. We'll return next week, Friday morning at 9 o'clock.